This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. A United Nations report says Haiti now needs between 4,000 and 5,000 international police to help tackle the catastrophic gang violence. We get more details from the AP's Lisa Dreyer.
A new UN Human Rights Office report says that gangs are targeting key individuals in hospitals, schools, banks, and other critical institutions, and that international police trained to deal with gangs are badly needed. The report says that gangs continue to recruit and abuse boys and girls, with some children being killed for trying to escape. Gangs also continue to use sexual violence to brutalize, punish, and control people. The report says women are being raped during gang attacks in neighborhoods, in many cases after seeing their husbands killed in front of them. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A major salvage operation is set to begin after a bridge collapsed in the U.S. city of Baltimore when it was struck by a massive cargo ship on Tuesday. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It's part of the broader effort to move the cargo ship that rammed the bridge, recover the remaining victims of the collapse, and find out what went wrong.
The best minds in the world are coming together to collect the information that we need to move forward with speed and safety.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore on WMAR as the state asked the Biden administration for $60 million in emergency funding to start the work. President Biden has said the federal government will pay the full cost of rebuilding the bridge. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In a legally binding order, the top United Nations court says Israel must open more land crossings into Gaza for food, water, fuel, and other supplies. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app.